In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What does it mean to live a holy life? Is it that one follows certain commands or models certain behaviors? Or is it that heavenly aura that one exudes? And what would you tell someone if they asked you? What would you tell your child or a person that you were mentoring? I don't know about you, but when I hear holiness, my mind begins racing with all the things that I think I'm supposed to do or not do. And these ideas have changed as my understanding of the Christian faith has changed over time. But today's gospel is yet again a reminder that it's not about us. It's not about what we do. It's about what God has already done for us. In this passage from John, which takes place during the Last Supper, Jesus prays for his disciples to be sanctified by God's word. To sanctify means to consecrate or make holy, just like we sanctify the bread and wine in communion. And for it to happen through God's word means for it to happen right then and there, because God's word has the power to speak things into being. We can think of the Genesis creation story in which God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So for Jesus to pray for the disciples to be made holy through God's word, it means that holy they are. Having done nothing remarkable yet, and just moments away from deserting and denying Jesus, they have been made holy, divinely, completely, irrevocably. And while it might seem that Jesus is only praying for his disciples here, which he even says at one point in the text, that's what he's doing, this probably has more to do with the separatist nature of the author, John's community. They believed that they had to prove that they were the true Davidic heirs. But if we look past that, we can see that Jesus is praying for those who belong to God and those who are chosen by God. Under that definition, who would fall outside of this prayer? Who is not God's own, loved and created by God? We are holy because God said we are holy. And we recognize this every week in our Eucharistic prayer when the priests ask God to sanctify the bread and wine and then ask God to sanctify us also. When we cross ourselves, it's a way that we physically receive this truth for ourselves. Yet even though we are told this, most of us still have a hard time believing it. We think, would a holy person yell at their kids or judge other people or mindlessly consume? Aren't the holy people the ones floating about 2 inches off the ground, saying and doing all the right things? That can't be me. But we have to be careful not to confuse holiness with perfection, or even with the wonderful commands and principles of religion that make us and the world better. Because holiness isn't something we achieve on our own, no matter how great we are. Only God, whose nature is holiness, confers this status. Now, that's not to say that holiness has nothing to do with behavior, because when we truly recognize and honor our holiness, It totally changes how we act and think. It becomes about regarding as holy that which already is. So in this way, living a holy life is really about reverence, seeing our lives and the lives of others as the holy things that they are. When we truly get that we are holy, what follows is seeing that we have nothing to prove. Our worth and value are a given. It means we can let ourselves stop worrying about the stuff that doesn't matter, or what others think of us, or the impossible expectations we put on ourselves. Why would we, when we already enjoy the highest status given to us by God? It means regarding our time as holy, doing the things we really want to do, and being with the people we really want to be with. Of course, we're always going to be doing some stuff we don't want to do, but to know our holiness is to not do so disproportionately. It means giving our souls the time needed to rest and play and give thanks. It means seeing each other as holy in a way that changes our relationships, how we view, treat, appreciate, and enjoy the people in our lives. And thinking about what it looks like when people know that they are holy and then live that way, the people that I see who seem to get it are the dying. Those who have received a terminal diagnosis and who know their days are numbered. Recently, I took time to read letters of people who knew they were going to die. And what I heard was them say that when they found that out, it was as if their priorities shifted instantly. The insights and revelations that it gave them were such that they wanted other people to know before they were in the same position. In open letters and letters to friends and family, people said things like, "Do what you love. Don't live your life on someone else's terms. Be in the present. It is way better than worrying about the past or the future. Be ruthless about what you do and don't take on." A 27-year-old woman said, "Don't waste another minute worrying about cellulite." A young mother said to remember that growing old is a privilege. Spouses told their partners how they wanted them to be happy and find love. It's incredible how big our hearts really are. Most of all, what I saw was that people wanted to spend their precious time with the people they loved and wanted the people they loved to know just how much they loved them. What they described sounded to me like the way we should be living all the time, but that only comes when we see how sacred our lives really are. What does it mean to live a holy life? If you asked me what I'd tell my son about being holy, my first thought might be to say, "Do this, don't do this, but make sure to have some fun while you're doing it." I might rattle off a list of things I think would protect him and keep him from pain and nudge him towards causes that I care about or help him get ahead in life. What I'd tell him about holiness if I knew I was dying, I think I would say, "You are so beautiful. You have all that you need in you. You are going to do well, and no matter what happens in life, I am so proud of you. I will always love you. I will always be with you. I will see you again one day." In other words, I would want him to know how holy his life is, and I wouldn't want him to waste a second of it on anyone or anything that would tell him otherwise. Most of all, I would want him to really live and love and know the deep joy of being alive. The kind that comes as we know who we are in God and as we live lives of reverence toward the holiness that is. At the Last Supper, in Jesus' last moments with his disciples, he says a prayer that tells them that they are holy. How similar it is to our hopes and prayers for the people we love, wanting to free them to truly live and love and know how precious they are. We are holy. Our part is to honor this sacred life. May we embrace our holiness given to us by God and live lives of reverence. Amen.